Wow. What did you think? Did it sound all familiar? You knew all of it in every language? What language did we have? We had English, right?
Latin.
French.
German.
Dutch.
Italian.
Italian.
Vietnamese.
Spanish. Wow. The same piece of scripture read in all those languages. I was going to read it too. I wanted to read it in Klingon. Any of you guys Trekkies, you see the new movie?
Yeah.
Wherever the spirit, and it would have been appropriate because wherever the spirit goes, it needs to communicate wherever it goes. So if it goes to one country or another, you have to understand the story of the Holy Spirit and the witness of the Holy Spirit in the language. So you might say it would be crazy if I did it in Klingon, but who knows? Who knows? It sounded kind of like gobbledygook, didn't it? Yeah. But you understood your language, didn't you? If you understood French, you may have gotten a bit of French. If you understood Spanish, you may have gotten a bit of Spanish. If you understood Dutch, you may have gotten a little bit from there. That's what it was like on that first Pentecost. That's what it was like. You see, what happened is that when Jesus ascended, he told all his disciples, look, you have this mission, and your mission is to go to all the world and teach them and spread the good news, that teach them the gospel and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But before you do that, I want you to go into the city and I want you to wait. Wait till Pentecost came. I think that would have been the toughest part for me, waiting. Because I don't wait for anything. I'm not a very patient person, as you all have gathered already. So this waiting process, waiting for something to happen, would have driven me crazy. And then I'm sitting in this house, or sitting in this place, and then all of a sudden this wind comes. Whoosh! Can we make a wind sound? How do you make a wind sound? Whoosh! And this great wind comes, and it's like a tongue of fire comes down and sits upon each of the disciples, and all of a sudden they start speaking in other languages. Truth of the matter is, that's the only way I would be able to speak in other languages. I tried French and Spanish and Latin and Greek and Hebrew, and I struck out on all of them. So unless the Holy Spirit comes and gives me one, the only language I'm going to use is English. However, it was that empowerment by the Holy Spirit to give them the ability to speak in other languages that enabled the gospel in the very first day to be spread, and over 3,000 new people come to Christ in one day. It was by the power of the Holy Spirit that Jesus was able, or that the disciples were able to do the things that Jesus wanted them to do. It wasn't by their own power. You see, sometimes I think we get it mixed up. Sometimes we think we do things or should be able to do things by our own power and our own design. When the truth of the matter is, we need to follow in the footsteps of the disciples and do things by the power of the Holy Spirit through the design of the Holy Spirit, not by what we want to do. Sometimes we think we're so smart and we have all the answers, and guess what? You're going to think that And you know what you're going to find out? You don't have any of the answers. Right? Just ask your parents. And when she's little like this, she's going to think, you know what she's going to think of you? She's going to think you're God incarnate. Until she gets to about, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. She's going to think you're wonderful until she gets about 12 years old. And then she's going to think you are the dumbest thing that ever walked upon the face of the earth. Isn't that true? And then later, after she goes through the valley of the shadow of adolescence, yes, the valley of lostness, maybe, isn't it? She'll come out on the other side, and you know what she'll think? She'll think, you know, they were a whole lot smarter than I give them credit for. Yeah, you've done that before, haven't you? Yes, uh-huh. And then things change around. And sometimes little girls become daddy's girls, and then they change and they become mommy's girls, and then I don't know where they end up after that. They come back around. It depends upon who they can wrap around their finger the easiest. Did your daughter wrap around you around her finger? No. No. When times get, there's two times in our life when we really need to think about this Holy Spirit. One of the times is when we're low. When we're low, we think about the Holy Spirit to guide us when we have troubles and when there are things going on in our lives. Sometimes we have to take a minute and resize up all the things that are going around and take and contemplate not what we want to do, but what God wants us to do. Sometimes we have to ask for some guidance because we just don't have the answers. None of us have all the answers. Sometimes it's humbling to have to ask God for the answers. And when we do ask God for the answers, sometimes the answers we get, we don't like. Sometimes God tells us to do this or this or that, and we don't want to do it. Because sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes the way isn't the way we want it to be. And guess what? Sometimes even when we follow what God wants us to do, we may not get the results that we want. God might say, go over here and share this with this person. And this person then rejects you. But just maybe down the road, that person comes, has a new thought in Christ, and healing comes from that relationship that you just planted a seed. But it's not about you. It's about doing what God wants you to do. That's the thing you can do. Be faithful. The other time we have a problem with the Holy Spirit is when we think we know it all. Televangelists, pastors who I know, I find sometimes myself, I must admit, have gotten into the position where I have gotten a claim for something that I really didn't do. I may have had a small part in it, but everybody else did the work, and I get the acclamation for it. And I start thinking to myself, you know, this is all Becky. Oh, man, she can do anything. And I forget to listen to the Holy Spirit. And that's when I get in trouble, because I think it's my way. Sometimes we get a little hard-headed when we do that. And how many times have we heard, it's my way or the highway? Okay? It never should be my way or the highway. It should be the way of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. if the disciples had not taken time to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon them before they proceeded to go out and begin the mission, the church of Jesus Christ would have died. The disciples themselves could not make it happen. It is only by the Holy Spirit that the church was born. In your life, if you are walking your own way and not walking with the Holy Spirit, you will fail. That's tough words, isn't it? If you try to go out there, and there's a lot of people who try to go out there and make a life on their own, and they're gonna pull themselves up by the bootstraps, and they're gonna make it happen and fail again, again, and again. Only when they start listening to the Holy Spirit and function with the Holy Spirit will they succeed. And so it is with us as well. As a church, we need to listen to the Holy Spirit. We need to follow in the footsteps of the Holy Spirit, even when it's not going to be comfortable. And there's going to be times in our future walk together when it's not going to be comfortable. But when we walk through those things, we will grow. And we will achieve all that God wants us to achieve. And this church will be great. Not because of what we do, but because we have allowed ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. Well, I kept you way long last week. I'm going to let you go a little early this week. You checking the watch there, Herb? How many minutes, Herb, when I get too long, go like this. 3, 2, 1. Celebrate and walk by the Holy Spirit. You know, when you walk, I was telling the class today this morning, that they are to walk across the room and be led by the Holy Spirit. But when you walk with the Holy Spirit, sometimes you got to let the Holy Spirit guide you in the direction that you're going. You don't walk in front of the Holy Spirit, but you walk maybe a half step behind, keeping on to the coattails and letting the Holy Spirit guide you. And if you do that, then you'll find the way. You'll find the way to God. Walk with the Holy Spirit. And in your life, as you raise your children and your grandchildren, keep focused on the Holy Spirit in their lives. And you will make it through. And they will be blessed because of the witness that you do. And all the people of God said, Amen. Amen.